I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalm. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Acts. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together unto the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, a part held with the Jews, and a part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully, and to stone them, they were aware of it, and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garland unto the gate, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out, and saying, Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things therein. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. And on the Sabbath, they went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And from Science and Health. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all acting, all wise, all loving and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence, good, God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Father, eternal life, the one mind, the divine principle commonly called God. Mother, God, divine and eternal principle, life, truth, and love. God is infinite, the only life, substance, spirit, or soul, the only intelligence of the universe, including man. I have neither seen God nor his image and likeness. Neither God nor the perfect man can be discerned by the material senses. The individuality of spirit, or the infinite, is unknown, and thus a knowledge of it is left either to human conjecture or to the revelation of divine science. God is what the scriptures declare him to be, life, truth, love. Spirit is divine principle, and divine principle is love. And love is mind, and mind is not both good and bad, for God is mind. Therefore, there is in reality one mind only, because there is one God. The notion that both evil and good are real is a delusion of material sense, which science annihilates. Evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. As manifested by mankind, it stands for a lie, nothing claiming to be something, or lust, dishonesty, selfishness, envy, hypocrisy, slander, hate, theft, adultery, murder, dementia, insanity, inanity, devil, hell, with all the etc. that word includes. God is divine life, and life is no more confined to the forms which reflect it than substance is in its shadow. If life were in mortal man or material things, it would be subject to their limitations and would end in death. Life is mind, the Creator reflected in his creation. If he dwelt within what he creates, God would not be reflected, but absorbed. And the science of being would be forever lost through a mortal sense, which falsely testifies to a beginning and an end. The scriptures imply that God is all in all. From this it follows that nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind and his ideas. The scriptures also declare that God is spirit. Therefore, in spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there can be no death. Everything in God's universe expresses him. God is individual, incorporeal. He is divine principle, love, the universal cause, the only creator, and there is no other self-existent. He is all-inclusive and is reflected by all that is real and eternal and by nothing else. He fills all space, and it is impossible to conceive of such omnipresence and individuality except as infinite spirit or mind. Hence, all is spirit and spiritual. Life, truth, and love constitute the triune person called God, that is, the triply divine principle, love. They represent a trinity in unity, three in one, the same in essence, though multiform in office. God, the Father, Mother, Christ, the spiritual idea of sonship, divine science, or the Holy Comforter. These three express in divine science the threefold essential nature of the infinite. They also indicate the divine principle of scientific being, the intelligent relation of God to man and the universe. Father, Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. As the apostle expressed it in words which he quoted with approbation from a classic poet, "For we are also his offspring." Jesus was born of Mary. Christ is the true idea voicing good, the divine message from God to man speaking to the human consciousness. The Christ is incorporeal, spiritual, yea, the divine image and likeness, dispelling the illusions of the senses, the way, the truth, and the life, healing the sick and casting out evil, destroying sin, disease, and death. As Paul says, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. The corporeal man, Jesus, was human. Jesus demonstrated Christ. He proved that Christ is the divine idea of God, the Holy Ghost or Comforter, revealing the divine principle, love, and leading into all truth. The time for thinkers has come. Truth, independent of doctrines and time-honored systems, knocks at the portal of humanity. Contentment with the past and the cold conventionality of materialism are crumbling away. Ignorance of God is no longer the stepping stone to faith. The only guarantee of obedience is a right apprehension of him, whom to know aright is life eternal. Though empires fall, the Lord shall reign forever.